Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis.
Hello, my friends of sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your place for all things great in sports history and the talking about your greatest athletes in the sports break of November 17th, the uniform numbers that they wore, and some of the great things that they did on this date in history. Before we do that, let's make sure you know where to send feedback to us. We'd love to hear comments from you, our listeners. It's pigskindispatch@gmail.com. Send us an email. We'll answer each and every one. We'd love to hear from you. Love to know how you like the show, what you dislike, and maybe some suggestions and better, and you know, share it with your friends. We always answer these emails, and we love to have as more and more of you as we can. So our jersey numbers for November 17th that we'll talk about today are numbers 44, 25, 45, 11, 60, and 66. Let's all start on November 17th, 1956, and the University of Syracuse and their great fullback wearing the symbolic orange number 44, Jim Brown, scored an NCAA record of 43 points in a single game against the college Colgate. Now, Jim Brown, of course, was the first in many of great running backs to wear that number 44. It was a badge of honor at the school to wear that great number 44, and he really started that tradition. Of course, he wore number 32, and as a professional with the Cleveland Browns, that's what we mostly know him by, but he started off by wearing that number 44. November 17th, 1959, San Francisco Giants future Baseball Hall of Fame slugger, number 44 also, only this time his name is Willie McCovey, and he won the National League Rookie of the Year with the Giants in Major League Baseball. November 17th, 1981, New York Knicks number 25, Bill Cartwright, he tied a record of 19 of 19 from the free throw line in a single game. Pretty good for a big man. He was the center of the Knicks, later played for the Chicago Bulls. And when you go, you know, perfect from the charity stripe, any size you are, that's a great day. November 17th, 1984, the Golden State Warriors number 45, Purvis Short, scored a career-high 59 points, but his team ended up losing the game to the New York Nets, 124-110. Not from lack of effort of Mr. Purvis Short, though, that's for sure. November 17th, 1987, George Bell, who wore number 11, became the first Toronto Blue Jay to win an American League Most Valuable Player Award. It had to happen sometime, and it happened in 1987. November 17th, 1991, this is a very sad day, one that was scary, one that became a lot of awareness, and just a tragic day. Detroit Lions number 60, Mike Utley, was paralyzed in a football game, for the NFL game, versus the Los Angeles Rams when he just took a hit and just went to the ground limp, and he knew something bad was happening there. And you know, very much reminded all of us of the Daryl Stingley incident that happened just shortly before that, a few years earlier. Mike Utley, another tragic case of a young man getting paralyzed playing a game of football. November 17th, 1997, Mario Lemieux, number 66 of the Pittsburgh Penguins, well, he was entered into the NHL Hall of Fame, truly deserved it, great player for the Penguins, you know, was their center for so many years, then became their owner when the Penguins got in a little bit of trouble, and he really got that franchise and revitalized the franchise again, you know, getting players like Sidney Crosby and Geno Malkin and Chris Letang and the others. Of course, you know, Lemieux, he played on some great lines, great players, Jaromir Jagr, Scott Stevens, Tom Barrasso. They just had some great players on those Penguins teams, and they won some championships as well. But Mario Lemieux, part of both of those teams in some capacity, bringing home the Stanley Cup to Pittsburgh. So that is your sports history for today, your sports break for November 17th. Love to have you here again tomorrow, because we talk about sports history each and every day here at Pigskin Dispatch and JerseyDispatch.com. You know who else talks about sports every day? Well, that's our guys over at the SportsHistoryNetwork.com. Not only do they have our podcasts on there, they have our audio drama that we're a part of with Oz Davis, Orville Mulligan sports writer. You can also find that at OrvilleMulligan.com. And also, you know, 30 some other podcasters bringing some great sports. You know, there's basketball, there's hockey, there's baseball, there's, you know, plenty of football, and some other sports that maybe you're just a little off the beaten path and not everybody's listening to. You know, we have some boxing and some professional wrestling and all kinds of things, something for everybody there, all very family friendly and always available for download. There's thousands of hours of sports history there, sportshistorynetwork.com. And don't forget our websites, pigskindispatch.com and jerseydispatch.com, for more supplements in your sports history. And don't forget about our powerful search tool, Earl to Go. Put in names and topics into that search box on either one of those sites, and you'll get some great results, very much so. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day.
The Rose Bowl. The game that inspired the college football bowl season has a long and storied history. The stadium itself is 100 years old, and in celebration of it, Pigskin Dispatch is assembling some of the top historians and authors to share the memories, people, and events that make the granddaddy of them all the special game that it is.
That's right. Join me, Darren Hayes, on the Pigskin Dispatch podcast here on Sports History Network or your favorite podcast provider, from the end of November all the way to the day of the big game.
Rose Bowl history from PigskinDispatch.com.
This penalty kill is almost over. I got to get back out on the ice. But thanks again for joining us for another great edition of Sports Jersey Dispatch podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com, not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, aka the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the Official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the Official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcasts. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.